Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Under a rock, Ole Miss has had one of the better transfer portal hauls in the SEC, and if not in the entire country, December. Probably one of the best December-January periods of anyone in the country last year when you factor in the Peach Bowl win over Penn State as well. But a topic for another day, but you could make the case for either Ole Miss or Ohio State from a national standpoint. But nonetheless, the Rebels and Lane Kiffin have a roster to go compete for the SEC in a college football playoff spot in 2024. I am Dave Shoemake coming at you from the SEC Unfiltered platform. And I'm here to tell you, with great power comes great responsibility. And that power is the personnel that Ole Miss has brought in from the transfer portal. And that great responsibility is going to be held by none other than Pete Golden, the defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. I think he's under the most pressure of any coordinator in the SEC heading into 2024. The offense under Lane Kiffin is always going to be a well-oiled machine with great personnel. But the defensive overhaul, from my opinion, from a personnel standpoint, has been the most impressive feat of them all. It really is, especially when you factor in the depth that will be needed for an 8-game SEC schedule, maybe 9-game SEC schedule if the Rebels can get to Atlanta to play for the SEC championship game. Then factor in again, remember, it's a 12-team playoff starting this year in 2024. You're adding in 3 to 4 extra games depending what the seed is for Ole Miss. So you need depth there. You need depth. I mean, that's an extra 16, 17 games potentially. But as a former personnel guy, former director of player personnel in the SEC, it's always about your top 40 in your roster. I see too many people get caught up in the top 22, just the starters. It's not about your first 22, not your starters. It's about your top 40. That is who wins ultimately because it's a war of attrition. Everybody mounts injuries. And I'm not ready to say Ole Miss is to the level of Georgia from a top 40 roster standpoint, or even what Alabama was under Nick Saban from a top 40 roster standpoint. But it is significantly improved. And that's all that matters. Now, the personnel part is there, and it's time for Pete Golden to go take advantage of the best defensive roster from a talent standpoint that Ole Miss has had probably since, you can make a case, this one's probably better than the 2008 days with Tyrone Nix, Houston Nutt, and they had Greg Hardy and Parade Jerry, guys like that, Manning, that front seven, that defensive line. So the key additions, just going off the top of my head here, defensive lineman Walter Nolan from Texas A&M, probably one of the better defensive line, interior defensive linemen that's ever gone into the portal. Those guys just don't enter the portal on a regular basis. Then edge rusher from Florida, Princely Umanimayan, Princely U as we call him here, coming over from Florida. Linebacker Chris Paul coming over from Arkansas. Corner Trey Amos from Alabama, who was going to have a starting position at Alabama this past year. Cornerback Amorian Walker, hadn't played a bunch at Michigan this past year, but has a lot of ability. Safety Keyshawn Lawrence coming over from Oklahoma. Safety Yam Banks, two-time, all Sun Belt player of South Alabama. Then safety Brandon Turnage, who had been at Alabama, coming from Tennessee, believe a Mississippi native as well, remembering from the recruiting process. So, I mean, you're looking at it right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 key guys they've added.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, not all these guys are going to end up panning out. It just is what it is. They're not going to go 100 for 100, 8 for 8 for these guys. But when you add Walter Nolan with returning guys like Jared Ivey, J.J. Pegues, Xavier Walker, Akilo Stone, that's depth that can win in the SEC. Then you add Princely U with an older Satarian Perkins, maybe T.J. Bull Dudley, depending if he's an outside backer or if he's going to play inside this year with Kari Coleman. You're adding some edge depth. You're adding some edge depth if TJ Bull Dudley is there as well. Then you add a guy like Trey Amos, who I mentioned earlier, was going to be a bona fide starter at Alabama this upcoming year, who had a big second half with Terry Arnold out in the Tennessee game. That's what Trey Amos was. He was going to be for sure main in one of those starting cornerback spots if he was going to be back in Tuscaloosa. You add him with leading tackler from last year, Trey Washington, and nickel John Sanders. You have a good front line with some depth pieces behind them, and Lawrence Key coming over from Oklahoma, and like I mentioned, Brandon Turnage coming over from Tennessee. Now, hold up. Now, remember what I said at the beginning of the segment. With great power comes great responsibility. We've all heard that. Pete Golden has great responsibility to turn this Ole Miss offense into a top half, if not top 3 to 4 defense in the league this year. Remember I said, with great power, That's the great personnel that Ole Miss has brought in, the good to great personnel that Ole Miss has brought in from the portal and what they have back from last year. Now the great responsibility falls on the shoulders of Pete Golden. They can finish in the top three or four defense in the SEC, in my opinion. But going over some stats from last year from the Rebs. Last year, the Rebs finished 10th in total defense in the SEC. Third down defense, they were 10th. Passing defense, they were 10th. Rushing defense, they were 9th. Red zone defense, 8th. Scoring defense, 6th. Turnover margin, number 1. And a lot of that was because of Trey Washington. So there's a lot of improvement there. The roster's been overhauled. So I think Ole Miss, when they were going 11, 12, I mean, legitimately, Ole Miss probably goes 16 to 20 deep, I would say. Probably on average 18 from a ability to guys they trust on defense this year, which is key. They hadn't had that depth in a long time. That's because they retained some of the roster and brought some key guys in. Again, against the better opponents last year, it wasn't awesome. 49 to LSU. We all remember that shootout. Ole Miss won the game. They gave up 49. 35 to a struggling A&M offense rolling in here late in the year. Then obviously we remember the performance in Athens, giving up 52 to Georgia. Now against Ole Miss, against Alabama, they only gave up 24. But you could make a case that they only gave up 6 in the first half, but Alabama was still trying to figure out their identity. They weren't clicking on all cylinders. I don't know if that offense for Alabama last year was ever really clicking on all cylinders, but wasn't a bad performance by Ole Miss, but that was early. Best overall performance, in my opinion, it was a game I was at. Their best performance from top to bottom on defense, probably against Penn State. They just limited explosive plays. And again, some of that was Penn State's not an explosive play offense. And that's the key in college football now. You're willing to go give up yards between the 20s. Total defense, yards per game don't really matter anymore. It's your ability to make stops in the red zone, hold teams to field goals, and I think get some takeaways. Ole Miss was first in the SEC in that last year. They just have to get better. I think a key statistic to remember is, can Ole Miss – turn that 8th-rated red zone defense in the SEC last year, where teams converted 88% of their red zone opportunities into scoring, 88% scoring percentage. They turned in 88%. They scored on 88% of the red zone percentage opportunities these opponents did for against Ole Miss. Can they get that in the top 3 to 4? Can they go cut that in half? They finished 8th last year. That will be key. That will be key, in my opinion, for this Ole Miss defense. In summary, the personnel is going to be there for Ole Miss like it hadn't in 15, 20 years. Like I said, probably since that 2008 defense where they had some legit NFL dudes like Greg Hardy and Parade Jerry. Can they get there to go? Because the personnel is there, I think, to have a top 3 or 4 defense in this league. I think it is. Golding is heading into his second season where guys who've been in the program, guys like Jared Ivey, the Trey Washingtons, they're more comfortable in the Pete Golden system. They should be more comfortable. Also, the portal additions, most of them or all of them are here in the spring. They should get adapted real quick. They should get acclimated real quick. I'm sure Ole Miss will add some guys in the spring portal window as well. But from that standpoint, I think the ball is squarely in Pete Golden and the Ole Miss's defense's court to go capitalize on this opportunity and be the reason the Rebels live up to expectations and make appearance in the first ever 12-team playoff.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
like these videos. Don't forget to like and subscribe and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of these type of segments. SEC Unfiltered is your place for all SEC. You're going to find all your March Madness coverage. We start SEC tournament in Nashville starting tonight. Baseball coverage, first SEC weekend series. It's opening weekend in the league this week, so we'll have a ton of content for that. And then obviously, of course, with teams starting to rock and roll from a spring football standpoint. But thank you for tuning in, and until next time, let's change the game.